This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, November 7th. Well, bond yields are settling back down today after a little uptick on Monday. But overall, when we look at the bond market, the dramatic yield decline since last week is stunning. It's absolutely stunning. And that is putting pressure on the Fed to cut rates. There's no doubt about it. But the Fed has to do it their way. So they dispatched Minneapolis Fed President Neil Kashari on a little media tour. So yesterday he talked to the Wall Street Journal. He appeared on Fox News at 6 o'clock with Brent Baer. And he was on Bloomberg TV this morning. Now, Neil is an incredibly competent fellow. He ran the TARP program under Hank Paulson. Then he moved to Truckee, California to write a book. Then he ran for California governor on the Republican side. Of course, that's a suicide mission. And then he subsequently became the Minneapolis Fed president. But the guy is very polished, very competent, and a great, great Fed spokesman. So kudos to the Fed for parading Neil out there, okay? Now, one thing Neil said that even the media hasn't mentioned much is that the personal consumption expenditure index, the core rate, is running only 2.5% in the last 3 months. So Neil made it very clear the Fed's got to get down to a 2% inflation rate. And they got to hold rates high till they get there, okay? But they're encouraged, okay? And so I think it was refreshing to have a spokesperson from the Fed to be so so upbeat. And that's good. Now, the other Fed president you'll probably see a lot more of is Austin Goolsbee. Now, he was always on the media. He was the head of the Council of Economic Advisors under President Obama. He's now the Chicago Fed president. So the Fed's getting some new blood out there, okay? Between Austin Goolsbee and Neil, we got some great people, and then there'll probably be a lot less uncertainty moving forward. So extremely encouraging, that news. Earnings are still working. I mean, the latest example is Aon. That's A-A-O-N. A nice beat. Gapped up today. They make air conditioning equipment, heat pumps, things like that. So heating equipment, mostly heating equipment, by the way. But they obviously the heating equipment has air conditioning attached to. But, the earnings are still working. We've still got some more to come out. And the market's meandering higher. Earnings are up, supposed to be up 3.7% this quarter on the S&P. That's going to be the strongest in 5 quarters. Then they get a lot better as we go in the new year. Energy picks up. Energy has difficult year-over-year comparisons, but they will be picking up. Now, speaking of energy, crude oil is starting to moderate. Don't worry about it. It moderates this time of year. Demand drops. Natural gas and LNG is a little trickier. In the natural gas and LNG business, it has to get cold in an unpopulated area. So out west where I have a home, it's already starting to snow. And it's not really sticking, but at least the hills are white. And what's happening is we need it to get cold in a populated area like the Northeast or Europe. So we got to keep an eye on that because last year, natural gas prices fell dramatically in November because it was abnormally warm in the upper Midwest and the Northeast. So, and Europe as well. And so we're in El Nino now. El Nino is a subtropical jet stream. It usually will pinch the jet stream. It usually makes it a little wetter in the south, a little colder in the south. And as the jet stream comes down, it might stick a bit. So the weather's a little on the complicated side, I have to admit that. And But normally El Nino will make it a little colder. So we'll see. And wetter. Sorry about that. Okay, so what else have we got to worry about? Well, basically, we're now in the holiday mood now. Wall Street is focusing on the holidays or focusing on other distractions like football and things like that. you know, volume's going to get light, and the market's going to probably meander a little higher. We could have a week of profit taking, but any profit taking in November is very light. The news on the wars is just getting old. Nobody's really paying attention to Ukraine right now. There's a call for some peace agreements, ceasefires. Ukrainian President Zelensky doesn't really like that, but there's a growing call for that. You know, obviously Israel's doing what it's doing. Us putting two big aircraft carriers nearby apparently has helped prevent Hezbollah and other people from acting up. So there's a very short news cycle out there. So Israel will do what it has to do. We'll open up the humanitarian corridors so people can get out. Israel's going to run Gaza. They've run it in the past. You know, there's not a lot going on other than the news cycle is ebbing. And so that's that. So it's just time to focus on the holidays. Focus on the economic recovery. I will mention that Morgan Stanley strategist Mike Wilson is basically still very bearish. But again, Mike, his purpose in life is to sell private credit and alternative investment at Morgan Stanley. So as soon as he turns bullish, then they won't be able to sell that. Okay. So he has a conflict of interest, and I don't give him any credibility. So don't worry about these strategists trying to scare you, okay? Mike's going to be like Norel Rubini. He's going to be in the permabull bear camp. Same thing with Jeremy Grantham. Now, the media grabs these guys when they want somebody bearish. And the truth is Mike Wilson's the latest perma bear, and helps Morgan Stanley sell you private credit and alternate investments, but doesn't help you get in the stock market at the right time. So that's unfortunate. But otherwise, no, I think it's looking good. We got a big election in Argentina later in the month. We'll see if the guy running it looks like Elvis prevails, because then he'll peg to the dollar. That'll help the dollar a lot. The main thing I want you to know is there is an abrupt economic deceleration. The Atlanta Fed's only estimating 1.2% GDP growth this quarter, down from 4.9% in the third quarter. That's going to get revised a little bit more. But that's a big deceleration. And you got to realize we're exporting a lot of energy, refined product. Crude oil is about to hit 5 million barrels a day. And as well as LNG. So that alone is 2% GDP growth. So if we're running 1.2, they're forecasting 1.2, that means that they think consumers are about to retrench. So between that, the dramatic drop in bond yields, the Fed signaling that that the PCE is running cooler than in the last 3 months, that's a good sign. I think we're getting there, folks. They won't cut rates in December, but it looks like they will be cutting rates in January or February. We just got to give them the data to do so. And it's coming, because if you look at the inflation charts, we're going to be cutting off some big gains from 12 months ago. And that just naturally lowers the annual rate. So it's I'm very, very encouraged. So it's just time to cheer up, be happy. The holidays are pretty good for that. The other thing is, next year will be a presidential election year. They will be sucking up to us. That will help. So, let's just, cheer up, be happy, and enjoy the big earnings surge that you're going to see for the next three quarters. A lot of that is due to very easy year-over-year comparisons. So, even though it looks like the economy is slowing down, earnings are not slowing down. They're accelerating. So that's it. That's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. There's very little economic news this week. Most of the news will be made by other things, like companies or strategists, Fed statements, things like that. So that's it. I'll update the podcast if anything else happens this week. Otherwise, take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.